Now, government ministers were fairly camera shy on their way into this morning's meeting, which has not concluded yet. And of course, the big issue on the cabinet agenda, a week after the budget that was supposed to boost the government's fortunes, but the issue that could still sink them, some of them fear, is the issue of water charges. Daniel McConnell is Independent Newspapers Group political correspondent. Michael Noonan, who was one of the few ministers talking on the way into the cabinet meeting, Daniel McConnell, saying he knew of no plan to oust the management. So how is the government going to arrive at this goal of putting clear water between themselves and the company?
Well, certainly you're right, Áine. Good afternoon. A number of ministers over the weekend were very unhappy in their comments about Irish Water, made it clear that they were less than satisfied with its handling of various issues, from the PPS numbers to the bonus issue to to the spend on consultants. Michael Noonan this morning on his way into cabinet said he was unaware of plans to restructure. However, the message coming from other areas of government over the weekend have been very clear. There are plans afoot to change the structures within Irish Water. We know that the Cabinet is today discussing and is expected to sign off on plans around new structures to the board of Irish Water and Airvia, its parent company. They're due to be rolled out and announced properly later on this afternoon, I'm told. But I suppose there is a recognition within government that this isn't working. Irish Water is crisis hit largely through its own making, largely through or on foot of government decisions like to get rid of the standing charge, the decision to use PPS numbers for identification purposes. But what we now have is a body that is very badly hit in terms of public confidence, and the government is very clear it needs to do something to address that confidence.
And we're still not at the stage where the bills are being sent out, which obviously will push things even further. The Chief Executive, John Tierney, is reported as saying he's not budging. In terms of this performance-related pay or these bonuses, there are legal contractual obligations in place. So how will changing board members really tackle the very big public problems that are there?
Well, this is the difficulty the government faces. Irish Water is its own creation, but yet it has to deal with a very damaged public perception around this new utility company. I have some sympathy for Irish Water. This is a company that has essentially been tasked to doing a five-year job in around an 18-month period, which many people are now getting around to the position of it's just not tenable. There was some suggestion over the weekend that the government could essentially pause the process and pause the rollout of charges and essentially just adopt a flat charge for a two-year period to allow Irish Water get its act together, get its house in order. But we are yet to hear any sort of clear determination in relation to that. Mm-hmm. You're right that there are some contractual obligations in relation to the bonuses or these performance-related pay. Irish Water essentially has adopted the pay model and structure of its parent company, Bord Gáis, where these things have long since existed, because the government has essentially, because it's a semi-state, allows it run its commercial operations and gives it a free hand to do so. But I think there has been a lot of noise around John Tierney's position. There is some criticism of his handling as lack of leadership or perceived lack of leadership in recent months. And I think there is some talk and some moves afoot to try and see whether or not he could move or step down from his position. But we just don't have any clear determination on that at mm-hmm. this stage.
But the take-up, it appears, of people returning their forms to Irish Water is relatively poor. Even if the government wants to go ahead with opposition calls to pause or with other calls simply to proceed with a flat fee, all of this has implications, doesn't it, for the budgetary arithmetic. Potentially 800 million could be added to the budget sums.
This is the difficulty. The purpose of Irish Water was to enable this essentially off-balance sheet vehicle to raise money, fund itself, that the government wouldn't necessarily have to deal with on its own debt figures. You're absolutely right. If there was any sort of decision to pause or suspend or relook at the way things are going at the moment, then certainly there would be a budget implication. But the government is in a bind here. This thing has a big public credibility problem. We had up to 100,000 people on the streets of Dublin 2 weekends ago. We're likely to see a similar sized crowd on the streets in the coming days. The government has to come up with some sort of solution to enable it to move on, to put this issue to bed and to deal with that public confidence issue, because otherwise this thing is just going to drag on and drag on. And ultimately, one of the main threats to Irish Water, identified in its own internal documentation, is the fear that people simply won't pay. And if people don't pay in large numbers, then it has a real viability problem.
All right, Daniel McConnell, thank you very much indeed for joining us with that.